On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
JP Finley here for another episode of Redskins Talk the Podcast. Joined now by a pretty interesting dude. I'm really excited to sit down and talk to Redskins receiver Ryan Grant. Ryan, I'm gonna let you take over here, but let me set the scene. We are, as usual, sitting on the couches outside of the Redskins locker room, outside of the weight room. There tends to be a lot of foot traffic between here, so to all the people listening, if you hear something, that's just the authentic noise that is Redskins Park. All right, Ryan, 4 weeks left. What is your mindset going to Philadelphia?
Obviously, we want to win. That's like our main goal going into it. But individually, I just want to go in and contribute in a positive way.
Sure. Now, what do you think of your season so far? You've been playing a lot, I would think, compared to your first 2 years here.
Yeah, I mean, I've been playing, you know, it's been an up and down season for me. I get in there, you know, the plays may not be caught for me, but I'm getting other guys open, so that's always good. But I guess it's been like up and down year for me.
What have been, let's go through that then, what have been some of the ups for you, the highs?
Special teams play. I mean, I go in, I block for run plays. I've given the running backs opportunities to get more yards and also just to help the offense collectively. I've had a couple of receptions. I guess this past game I had three receptions, I believe. Yeah. It's just to sustain drive. So those are the positives.
Been some big third down catches, right?
I guess you could say that. Yeah.
So what are some of the downs then? What are some of the negatives?
I've had a couple of mistakes, a couple of errors here and there. For instance, the Detroit game, I was lined up wrong. Too many guys were on the ball because of me. But, you know, you learn from your mistakes and you try to overcome them the best as you can.
Who's harder on you, yourself or the coaching staff?
Most definitely. I mean, I am.
Because, you know, I'm here every day and I've been out here pretty often for the past few years. And you and I don't speak a heck of a lot. It seems like you're a very introspective person.
I may come off as that, but I'm really not.
Really?
You know what I mean? I try to be as professional as possible around the building, you know, but outside the building, I joke around, I kid around.
Yeah.
I guess I would say I have, like, an outgoing personality.
So when you make a mistake like the Detroit game or you know, receivers are judged on drops as
right,
well.
Yeah.
And so when you have that and you watch the film, like, what's your reaction? How tough is that?
It sucks to see. I don't know, have you ever been recorded? Like, have you ever did an interview and didn't like the way you interviewed a person?
Often.
So, I mean, it's like a two-way street, you know what I mean? So I see myself making mistakes, and it's just not a good look that I wanted to pick for the coaches, you know what
yeah.
I mean? So, but I feel better after I see the mistakes, you know what I mean? Because after the game, I'm, like, beating myself up. But after I watch the film, I feel better now that, like, I can't make the same mistake over and over.
And you can learn from it and move forward.
Most definitely.
So you've now been a part of a playoff team last year where the offense really got going.
Yeah.
How do you compare this offense to last year? Four games left. It's a fairly similar situation.
I would say we're better than we were last year. We pretty much have the same players. You know, Kurt, he gets better weekly. You know what I mean? Our O-line, they hold up pretty well. So I feel like we're better than we were last year. Crowder, he's developing the niche. He's been getting off pretty well this year. D-Jack, he's a deep threat. Pierre, he's going to play hard every play. So I feel like we're better this year, and I think we have a great chance of going on a 4-0 streak.
That's good. So the coaching staff clearly likes you as a blocker and your physicality. Do you like being in that role?
You know, I do whatever the coaches ask of me. You know, I don't give them any lip back. I do whatever's asked of me. If they want me to block, I'll block. But at the end of the day, I'm a receiver, and I guess they pay me to catch the ball.
Yeah. All right, let's open it up a little bit. Fridays, you guys generally have the night to yourself. I can't imagine every night you're watching game film. What do you like to do, like, when you're not here at Redskins Park?
When I'm not here at Redskins Park, I really just like to relax, kick my feet up, stay off my feet. I'll play video games for maybe a couple hours. But
what's your game?
Grand Theft Auto 5.
Is that the newest one?
It's the latest one.
Okay.
Yeah. So I spend a couple hours playing that just to get my mind off of football. And I take phone calls. I call my mom, my dad, my little brother, little sister, or whatever.
So
family members and stuff.
Family's all in Texas, correct?
Most definitely.
Is it tough being away from
them? It's not tough because when I went off to college, I was away from them. So it was a pretty easy transition coming up here and being away from them.
So let's talk college, because we did the podcast with Robert Kelly a few weeks ago, who went to Tulane. You guys knew each other there. But he was from New Orleans, so he knew all the craziness that entailed. When you arrived in New Orleans to go to Tulane, were you like, whoa, this place is nuts?
No, I wasn't blown away at all. My dad and one of my older cousins, they informed me of how crazy the city can be. But as long as I stayed around campus and didn't venture off into like bad neighborhoods, I would be perfectly fine, and that's what I did.
But you were still a college kid. Did you go and like party in the quarter and all that stuff?
Oh, of course I got out
viewers there. So our listeners can't see the big smile you just cracked right there.
But yeah, you know, when you move to the city, obviously you want to venture off and see what it's all about, and I did that. But I didn't do it too much to the point I was distracted from school or football.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely indulged in the full New Orleans culture.
Good for you. You should, man. I cannot imagine if I went to college at Tulane. I don't think I would have made it. I don't have the discipline that you have, obviously. Yeah. Where's the food better, in New Orleans or in Texas?
It's a very similar culture. They have seafood. We have seafood. I'm from Beaumont, Texas. You know,
so
what I mean?
Tell me, where is that, near Houston? Or
Beaumont is 30, 45 minutes from the border of Texas, Louisiana.
Okay, so on the Gulf?
Yeah, exactly, and an hour away from Houston.
Okay, so it'd be what, like 2 hours to New Orleans from there? It's not too
Four
far.
4 hours.
4 hours, okay.
Yeah.
I need a Gulf Coast geography lesson. All right, but so you guys do pretty similar with the gumbo and all the seafood stew and all that kind of stuff?
It's all the same, dude. So I would never go into a restaurant in New Orleans and pay for gumbo. I can just go home and have my parents cook it on the stove, and it'd be just as great.
Gotcha. So what was it like? So you knew Robert Kelly when he earned the Fat Rob nickname, is that right?
Pretty much, yeah. Rob is a great guy, man, but he's also a great football player. But at Tulane, him and the head coach, like, hit head often. And also, we had a pretty good running back ahead of him. So Rob really wasn't able to, like, showcase his skills. But I'm glad to see that Rob is, like, in the NFL and actually starting, getting almost 20 carries a game and, like, taking full advantage of his opportunities. I'm very happy for the guy.
Did you put on for him when, you know, in training camp when he was, because, I mean, he was fighting for a roster spot. It's hard to think now that he's a starting running back, but 4 months ago, it was a very legit question mark if he was going to make the team.
Yeah, I would just tell him, man, try to be 100 on all your assignments. Don't put the ball on the ground and just do what you do and have fun doing it.
So in that receivers room, two guys that are veterans, do you learn more from one or the other of Pierre or Deshaun, or do you just try to pick up parts of both their games?
I watch them very closely. I don't really ask questions too often, but like I watch their playing skills and I try to take a little bit from each player to implement it in my own game.
All right, so you've been up to Philly a few times now with the Skins. What's the wildest thing somebody's yelled at you coming out of the tunnel?
Not coming out of the tunnel. I remember, I think it was my rookie year, they beat us at Philly. we were on a bus and like one of the fans like mooned us. You know what it means to be mooned?
I know what it means. You go ahead and tell everybody just in case.
So he just like turned his backside to us and pulled his underwear and his pants down and just like bent over. It was disgusting.
It's pretty gross.
It's like the most wildest thing I've ever seen a fan do.
And this is a dude coming from Louisiana, and that's the wildest. I imagine there's some pretty wild stuff between New Orleans and going up to play ULL or ULM and those teams.
Yeah, but nah, that was crazy. That kind of like blew my mind. That made me realize that NFL fans are legit crazy.
Especially Eagles fans.
Most definitely.
So were you on the team when Baker got into that fight after he, I think that would have been your rookie year, right? And they were throwing cheesesteaks at him as he was running off the field?
Damn, you know what? That did happen. That was like...
Was that the same game they mooned you?
Yeah. Baker did. Yeah, there was a brawl on the field, yeah.
And one of those games, they threw eggs at the bus going in,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Were you on that bus?
Yeah.
That's a wild weekend in Philadelphia.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, I wouldn't... I mean, probably expect the same thing this week.
What was your first kind of... Holy moly, I'm in the NFL moment. Like, when did it sink in for you? Like, wow, this is all happening.
Probably last year, my second year, yeah. Because, I mean, my rookie year, I wasn't playing like that, you know what I mean? I wasn't getting many reps. I had maybe a couple catches my rookie year, but, like, last year, when, like, I guess it was Tampa Bay game, we came back from, like, a huge deficit.
That's the you like that game.
Yeah. So that's when I really realized, like, I'm actually in the NFL and, like, making plays in the NFL.
Contributing.
Yeah.
And what's it like now? I mean, you know, the average career in this league isn't very long. Mm-hmm. And you're in year three starting to really figure out your role.
Yeah.
And what do you feel, you know, talking to Maurice Harris or something? You know, like guys that are just trying to figure it all out.
Man, the best advice I can give to a younger player, man, just stay healthy and try to make a play a day. And just be 100 on all your assignments so the coaches won't ever have, like, anything bad to say about you. And obviously, do as much as you can on special teams because the saying is that the more you do, the longer you can stick around.
You want to be a Swiss Army knife?
What's that?
Just something with a lot of different tools in one package.
Oh, like the
like the knife.
Boy Scouts?
Yeah, like it's a knife, it's a toothpick, it's a screwdriver.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about now. I didn't know it was called Swiss Army knife.
So that's like the... I imagine it's like the Switzerland Army. I don't really know. But the brand, it's like the red knife. Mm-hmm. It has a little like cross on it.
It has like a cork on it too, right?
Yeah, it's got it all, man. You can like file your fingernails on that thing.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
So what's been your favorite game as a Redskin?
Favorite game as a Redskin? Last year, we went to Dallas, last game of the season, and we beat them.
Yeah. You have would family come to that?
Yeah. So I have family in the Dallas area, so all of them were there. It was great. Probably one of my favorite games. And I scored a touchdown.
That helps.
But ultimately, we beat the Cowboys, and that was wonderful.
I've talked to a few folks that are very much in the "we want a third shot at Dallas this year" camp. You feel that way?
Whatever comes our way, I'm pretty sure we'll be prepared. So whether it's Cowboys or some other team, we just want to play in the postseason.
I hear it. So life here, do you go home to Texas in the offseason?
Yes.
All right, but when you're here, and you're here 6-5 months a year, I'm guessing, something like that?
Yeah.
Where do you like to go eat in and around Ashburn?
I probably go to Cheesecake Factory once a week. They have... miso salmon, brown rice with steamed broccoli, well done.
That's very healthy.
Yeah. I try to take care of my body. I like to eat healthy.
Do you at least get some cheesecake afterwards?
For sure.
What's the cheesecake you get?
The red velvet cheesecake is good, and the salted caramel is really good.
All right. So where were we last week? In Arizona. The Cheesecake Factory was right across the street.
I did not go there.
You did? What? Really?
I did.
Where'd you go then?
I ate the hotel food.
So I was trying to get smartly, Redskins PR wouldn't let me do this, but I thought it would be funny if I could do a poll of how many of the players walked. So to set the stage for our viewers, our listeners, I keep saying viewers, nobody can see us. But so we were staying at this hotel in Arizona, and I was staying at the team hotel, and right across the street, I mean, what do you think, 100 yards, 150 yards?
Exactly.
Was a Cheesecake Factory. And I kept seeing players walking back with bags from the Cheesecake Factory. And typically it seems the team hotels are a little bit removed. You know what I mean? It's not usually right downtown. I imagine they want you guys just to kind of focus on the weekend, on the game. So that's interesting that you're a Cheesecake Factory guy, but when it was right there, you didn't go.
Yeah, I didn't want to fool with it at the time.
So will you mess with, like, Chipotle? Is that healthy enough or, like?
Chipotle is actually, like, right across the street from where I live at. I eat Chipotle maybe once a month.
Okay.
I'm not too hot on Chipotle.
So, but like, I can't imagine fast food. Like, you're not going to McDonald's if you eat well.
Big on Chick-fil-A.
Ooh. What's the go-to? You, the spicy?
Nah, I get the cool wrap made with crispy chicken, apple cider vinaigrette, and a little barbecue sauce for my fries.
Even in Chick-fil-A you go healthy, man? It's kind of disappointing. I get, like, the original, and I like the Polynesian sauce is my go-to.
Is that the red one?
It's like, it's not quite red like barbecue, but it's red-ish. Mm-hmm. Kind of looks like...
It's loose, right?
Yeah.
I know exactly.
The stuff's good, man.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah,
it's
I like
cool.
that. I had Arby's was my last fast food experience.
Arby's is straight.
Dude, their roast beef is good for fast food. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
You ever been on an airplane when somebody gets out food and it stinks up the whole airplane?
Dude, I hate that. I honestly hate when people like pull like maybe some type of spaghetti or pasta, like meat sauce or something, and you just smell the aroma of it. It just makes me sick.
I was that guy to and from Arizona last week. I knew I was a jerk as I was doing it, but that flight is so long, and I was flying Southwest, who doesn't give. There's no food on the plane, so. And flying back, we had to fly back very early Sunday morning, or Monday morning, rather. And I was worn out and needed something. But, yeah, I was that guy. Especially, how bad is this? I had, like, a sausage egg burrito. That whole plane. You would have thrown me off the wings.
I wouldn't have said anything. But just know, when you're opening food, like on buses and planes, people around you are having bad thoughts about you in their mind.
I know, dude. I know. All right, so... How often are you getting recognized when you're out and about?
Never.
Really?
I love
Not
it.
Not never.
I promise you.
See, that's what I'm telling you. You keep a low profile, man.
Yeah.
Is that by that's preference?
That's just how I roll, man. I've always been, like, the quiet guy. I observe a lot, but, like, I don't really talk too much.
Would you want to be doing... Like, so you're... To give our listeners, like, an idea of the locker room... So you walk in the door, and Pierre's locker's right there on the left.
Yeah.
And then maybe two down is Jameson, and then another two down is you. Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
And then there's Mo Harris is there, and Rashad Ross is there. And so every time Pierre talks, there's cameras everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting to the point now where every time Jameson talks, there's cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
The cameras are never coming to you.
That's fine.
Do you want them coming to you?
You know, if the opportunity presents itself, I'll take it in full effect, but I'm not really itching for attention.
Yeah. Do you think, could your play, like, if you catch a touchdown every week, the cameras are going to start coming to you.
No
so you'd
question.
Like it for that regard?
Yeah.
Gotcha. What do you like playing with Kirk?
Kirk is a pretty solid quarterback. He does some good things out there. He brought us to the playoffs last year. We won NFC East Championship with Kirk Cousins last year. So, Kirk is solid.
What about Jordan Reed?
Best tight end I've ever witnessed play.
How about Trent?
Trent Williams. I love Trent Williams. He's a Texan, hard worker, one of the best in the league. And he does his job pretty well.
How much does that Texas stuff matter? Because it seems like the Texas folks all, it's one of the first few things that we talk about.
Yeah, like Colt McCoy, I love Colt. It's just, you know, Texas natives, we have to stick together kind of.
There's a lot of you in here.
Is it? Is there?
I mean, 1, 2, 3 you just named on the offense is in, where's the Shazer from? Is he from Louisiana?
He's from Louisiana, yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm trying to go through it in my head. There's only three guys?
Four.
Who's the fourth?
Deshaun Phillips.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he's from Texas.
I'm from Maryland. You know that there's Vernon, Greg Toler, Ari Quanjo. Am I missing anybody else? AJ Francis.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Maryland pride representing.
Yeah, for sure.
What do you think, a guy from Beaumont, Texas, what do you think of the traffic in the D.C. area?
That's why I don't get out much, bro. The speed limit here is slow. The traffic is ridiculous.
Yo, if I may, the traffic is ridiculous, but the people in Texas drive like maniacs.
The highways are open.
But I don't know, man. When we were in Dallas, sure, the highways are open, but it's so damn spread out. To go anywhere is a half hour.
True. Yeah, yeah. Coming from a small town, if I were to move to like a big city, like I would want to live in like a subdivision where there's a grocery store down the street, school 5 miles away. Like, I'm not really big on having to drive 30 minutes to get to Wegmans. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right, 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 right. Yeah. Where is Ryan Grant 25 years from now? You go back to Texas? Family? Like, what do you want in life?
25 years, dude. 25 years.
All right, 5 years.
5 years from now, I still want to be playing football. I'll be established in Texas for sure. I'll probably have one or two kids married.
Are you seeing anyone now? Putting you on the spot now.
Yeah, it's all good. No, I have a girlfriend. She's wonderful.
Cool.
She doesn't live here with me, but I definitely have a girlfriend.
Okay, very cool. So 5 years, you're still playing football.
Yeah.
You are how old? You are 25?
Yeah.
10 years from now, you still playing football?
Not at all.
No?
I'm raising my kids.
Back in Texas?
For sure.
Now, what do you want to do when your career's over? I don't think you're going to be on the radio.
Nah, dude. Well, my dad and my grandfathers, they both worked in the oil industry. So I'm thinking I may want to, like, see what that's about. Because they made good enough money to take care of their families. Although, like,
we got a cavalcade of people walking by, and Ryan is generously waiting for them so the noise won't be too loud.
Although, back then, a single dollar was worth more, so I'm not sure if that'll still stand when I think about working in the oil industry, but...
Well, dude, I imagine you're also going to do pretty well with the football industry.
That's the plan.
Yeah, just call it a hunch.
Yeah.
One thing I do love about people from Texas is the way you say oil. Like, we say it differently. Like, you ever heard how Jerry Jones says? He's like, oh! Can you give me one of those?
No, I can't.
Oh, all right, fair enough. All right, as a kid from Texas, did it make you mad that you weren't, that you didn't end up in Austin or College Station or something?
Nah, it didn't make me mad. Those are great universities out there. I'm happy where I ended up. It worked out for me.
Tulane's a great school. It's not known for its football.
Academically, yeah. I definitely have a great degree from Tulane. I love Tulane.
Did they have oil studies at Tulane?
There were like engineering studies and stuff like that.
What did you major in?
Business management, minor in marketing.
So what you seem like your academics were very important to you.
Most definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm not the kind of guy that wants a general studies major just to get by, you know what I mean?
So I'm kind of that guy.
You are?
Yeah. I've learned a lot since then, but when I was 19, I was absolutely that guy.
Yeah, no question. But yeah, at Tulane, you have to work for your grade, and nothing is given to you because it's a prestige college. It's a private college, and they take academics very seriously.
My saying in college was C's get degrees.
Mine too.
All right, sold.
Mine too.
This will be the last one. I always like to give the players the opportunity. 4 games left. What do you want the fans to do to help you guys the remaining 4 weeks?
Just support us. It's not very much to ask. Support us. Don't talk bad about us. And take it easy on the players that have Twitter.
Are you on Twitter?
No.
I've wondered that, because sometimes fans will be very mean.
Mm-hmm. Fans are, they're great, but they're also very mean, and they can say some very hateful things.
It's wild, because the fans you see at games and encounter at rallies and the folks you might run into at Wegmans or whatever, are always cool. Mm-hmm. And then the stuff you see on Twitter is wild.
Yeah, the people who are sitting behind computers and phones and these things behind technology, those are the worst ones.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.
All right, that's it. You all heard from Ryan Grant. That was a lot of fun.
I owe you a beer.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Savings, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.